Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody doing out there today? Hope everybody's having a good time, because we are back on the air. That's right, the Greg Squirrel Show right here. Oh man, I have been warping my mind this afternoon. I don't know if you all have ever watched a show called Lizard Lick Towing, but you know, after I did my morning working out, going to get my morning smoothie, and trying to get myself all healthy, losing some weight and stuff, I have been sitting here watching this show called Lizard Lick Toy. And
it's garbage.
Hey, Clint.
What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff Davis in the house!
Yo! Yo! Hey, yo!
Hey, yo. What's up, bad guy?
Nothing, man. What's the deal? What's going on? What's going down in the hood?
Oh, it's Monday, man.
Monday.
Hey, I know. I mean, this is one of them days I'm glad to see the week get here so I can relax.
Fantasy football draft last night. My league, Bloodbath and Beyond. You wouldn't believe what I did.
Oh no!
I had the second highest draft class. I'll list you my starters: Cam Newton, quarterback. I got three wide receivers: Pierre Garçon, Antonio Brown, and Cecil Short. So I've got two running backs in my starting lineup: Jamal Charles, Maurice Jones-Drew. My tight end is Jason Witten. I've got Chris Johnson from Tennessee. That's going to be in my flex spot. And I've got some good stuff on the bench, too, but I think I'm going to start Denver's defense against Baltimore.
Well, there you go. Hey, we got to do that today. We got to go over our football picks, don't we?
Yes, from last week, yeah. We'll see how we did.
I can't believe – I guess Frisco's better than I'm giving them credit for, because I cannot believe that they beat Minnesota last night.
That is, that's pretty unheard of.
I mean, Kaepernick, is that the quarterback now for?
Colin Kaepernick, yeah.
Colin, I mean, that boy was flinging it.
He's a loose cannon though. You never can tell with that guy. I think he's gonna wind up getting injured this year because he's not. What am I looking for here? He's not all that great, but he runs around like he is. So, I mean, I just don't think I don't think it's going to happen.
Hey, at least he's not in Oakland.
Yeah, well, that's true, too, yeah.
I mean, quarterback Kel. I mean.
Yeah, I don't think they can keep anybody out there. That's like
Arizona. Even the rats are getting out of Oakland from what I hear. That's how bad it is.
That is true. I think people have been bailing out for a long time, though, but you never can tell.
Yeah, you know, the once almighty Raider Nation, and all the rats are, even the rats are getting out of town.
Hey, have you seen who the Buffalo Bills are starting at quarterback?
Who?
I don't know who this guy is. His name is Jeff Tuel or Tuel or something, T-U-E-L.
He's a tool. I mean, hey.
they're talking about, the season opener, September 8th. Fellow rookie E.J. Manuel cannot play. That's who they're going to go with. But I don't know. I don't even know where this guy came from.
I've never. Granny Hulkster, do you know anything about this guy?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I do not know anything about that football player.
So look, here's an interesting
stat. Hi, Clint.
Hi, how are you, lady?
I'm wonderful.
It says if Jeff Tuel starts for the Bills, excuse me, I've been yelling today. If Jeff Tuel starts for the Bills in week one, he'll become the first undrafted rookie quarterback in the common draft era since 67 to start a season opener. They didn't even draft this guy.
No, he just walked on out there.
How do you? I don't get how you walk on on a professional team. Isn't there some kind of process for that?
I have no clue. I mean, hey, it's Buffalo. They'll do anything, I guess.
Maybe he knows the right people.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know. He may be dating somebody's daughter. I don't know, but he. Horrible.
Granny Hulkster, how you been?
I'm good, actually. I'm getting ready to take a little family trip next week. We're going to leave Thursday. We're going to come back Saturday. And my hubby and my son are going, and we are going to Tennessee Takeover in Nashville for my belated birthday gift.
Nice.
Yes. And, you know, Clint, I tell you, Gary Graham asked about you the other night.
I love that guy. Yeah, I love that guy.
Well, you know,
Roosevelt.
When he was at Harrison, they had a 20-man battle royal match at the Legends show that Jason Jones put on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it got down between him and Slug. Well, as you know, Slug stands for Student Learning Under Gary Graham.
Oh.
Well, it got down to, you know, because Gary trained Slug, and, you know, him and Slug were tag team partners for a very long time. Well, let's just put it this way. Gary Graham got very, very nasty with Slug.
Uh-oh.
And after he won the Battle Royal, he motioned for somebody to bring him a mic, and he started saying things like, Roosevelt is alive, Gary Graham is dead, Gary Graham is no more. And so now he is taking his character a little bit further as Roosevelt, which I think a lot of the fans at Mid-States Wrestling were a little surprised by that.
Wow.
But, it was a good show. Beautiful Bobby Eaton was there, and of course Brian Thompson, one of your favorite people, Clint.
Yes, Brian Thompson is the man. If Brian Thompson ever hears this episode of the Greg Squirrel Show, I'm still bowing down to Brian Thompson. One of the greatest ever. Period.
Well, whatever. That's your opinion. And you know, of course he sees me walk in and he's like standing there with his hands on his hips, like, really? Really? Like, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. I said, hey, I can come to any wrestling match I want. And I said, besides, I didn't come to see you. I came to see Eugene. I came to see Bobby Eaton. And, you know, and Eugene was there, of course, and superstar Bill Dundee and Cowboy Bob Orton Jr. was there.
I saw a picture of Bob Orton. Yeah, he's looking a little weathered these days.
He wrestled against Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry, and of course,
wow,
Brian Thompson had to walk out to the ring with Bob Orton. And of course, he started whining and complaining about Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry. And, you know, so I told Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry that Granny and Clan were going to be in Nashville, and he was very happy to hear that. I said, yeah. I said, I'm working on a very special genetic perfection poster for you guys. He says, yeah, I think Alan's starting to see the light of being on the good side.
Hmm.
So, yes, I am rooting for genetic perfection at Tennessee Takeover.
Yes! first.
I don't know. I'm still
not converted yet, so.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, for right now, yes, I am going to be cheering for genetic perfection until they give me a reason otherwise, you know, because I don't like the Hounds of Hell. I do not like them. I do not like Boyd Bradford. Boyd Bradford reminds me of a store mannequin. You know, like the mannequins you see in the windows, you know, at the shopping malls and the clothing stores. He reminds me of a store mannequin, the way he dresses with his hat.
Granny Hulker, come on now. Store mannequin.
This is weird.
Store mannequins have a better personality. He does.
He reminds me of a store mannequin, the way he dresses with his little hat and tie and his suspenders and, you know. But I tell you, I am very excited about, you know, getting to go, because I really didn't think we were going to be able to get to go. And
even store mannequins have more personality than Boyd Bradford. Come on now.
Well, that's true. They do. But that's what he kind of reminds me of. And of course, I've always been a huge Rock and Roll Express fan. I've never had the opportunity to ever meet Ricky and Robert, and I am just absolutely, that's going to be my biggest part of the night, I think. And King Shane Williams is supposed to be there.
Oh, yes.
I think Shane Williams might have a little surprise for the Empire. I don't know, but, you know. And, of course, I know Tracy Smothers, I believe, is going to be taking on the Golden Girl. So.
Easy now. Easy.
Woohoo! What?
Hey, I got to do something real quick. We got somebody listening to the program here talking about the wrestling, and his name is James Okanowski. I'd like to give James a shout out from your old pal, Hank.
And of course, Tommy Dreamer's going to be there. Rob Conway's going to be there. Dan Severn's going to be there. Doug Gilbert is going to be there. I guess he's going to be facing against Tommy Dreamer in the main event in the Tennessee Street Fight match.
Nice.
So
I got a question for you there, Granny Hulkster. Do you play fantasy football?
No, I do not. But my son actually is doing that. He is in a new Sunday school class, and his teacher, matter of fact, Sunday night, they had a fantasy football draft thing at his Sunday school teacher's house last night.
Wow.
So my son is going to be doing fantasy football. I do not do it, no, but my son is going to be doing it.
Now, Squirrel, have we gone over our scores from last week?
No, we haven't.
Remember when you picked Mike, remember when you picked the Patriots to win? You remember that?
Did I? I thought I picked the other guys to win.
No, I thought you picked Patriots.
Hey, you picked them too.
I didn't. No, I picked the Lions.
It says here Patriots.
Huh. Well, anyway, the Lions beat them 40-9. Like, the Patriots didn't even show up. Their kicker came to the game. That was it.
Wow.
How about that crap?
I know, man.
Jets over the Giants, too.
But my Chiefs looked good.
Yeah, where are the Chiefs? Who did they play?
Pittsburgh.
Golly. Yes, Pittsburgh is now 0-3 in preseason play here. And the Broncos won by a point. The Cowboys won. The Titans beat the Falcons. The Chargers had a runaway with the Cardinals. I knew that was going to happen. Texans lost to the Saints. And the 49ers won pretty handily over the Vikings.
Okay, well, let's just run down and while we're here.
Pull it out. Whip it out, Squirrel.
That's what she said. All right, Patriots and Lions. We both, yes. According to my paperwork, we both picked the Patriots.
Damn it!
I'm just going by what the paperwork says. Panthers over Ravens. Who won that one?
Panthers, 34-27.
Right, so we both lost that one.
Gah, 0-2 already.
Seahawks and Packers. I had the Pack, you had the Hawks.
Yeah, and the Hawks won.
All right.
Ooh.
That's a something, bitch. Raiders and Bears.
The Bears.
We both picked the Bears.
Yes.
Redskins and Bills.
Redskins 30, Bills 7. Packers 2.
So I won that one. Because somebody picked Buffalo.
I don't even know why. I was drinking that day or something.
Brownies and Colts.
Colts 27-6.
Why did you pick Cleveland?
I don't know. I'm just trying to shake things up a little bit.
Hey, at least they didn't wear the all-brown uniforms again.
Oh, I love the all-brown. It's Cleveland Browns. I don't even know why that worked.
Yeah, I remember a game. I forget what commentator it was. But after the game, they were talking about him, and Cleveland got beat like 41-3. And I forget who the announcer was. It says, yeah, them all-brown uniforms, they look like a bunch of squishy turds on the field.
Squishy turds. Yes.
Jets and Giants.
The Jets won that one, 24-21.
Well, we both lost that one because we both had the Giants. Tampa Bay, Miami.
Buccaneers by one.
Hey, I won one.
All right. Well,
somebody picked Miami. Lord knows who that was. Kansas City and Pittsburgh.
Kansas City, here I come. 26-20.
Woohoo! That makes me happy.
That's right. Randy Hulker, Kansas City Chiefs fan. Hey, this was in overtime, though.
Clint beat Pittsburgh.
I don't care. A win is a win is a win.
I'm just saying. Preseason game in overtime. That's the first time that's ever happened here.
It's a big W, so there we go. All right. Here we go. Eagles and Jags.
Eagles, 31-24.
Hey, that's another one for the G-Man. Here we go. Cowboys and Bengals.
Bengals. Cowboys won that, 24-18.
Man, Clint, I kicked your butt this week.
I know. We're going to have to do something different today. We're going to have to get
Rams and Broncos.
Broncos.
Okay, we tie on that one. ATL and Atlanta and Titans. And
that
think
would be
you,
the Titans.
So we both lost on that one.
Jeez.
How the heck did both of us end up picking
Tennessee?
Arizona over San Diego.
I don't know, but San Diego made out like a bandit in this game. 24-7.
Yeah, we both lost that one.
Damn.
New Orleans and Texans.
They were going with the Saints on that. They're 3-0 now in preseason.
Yeah, well, you lost another one.
Jeez.
And then the Vikings and Frisco. Clint won one. Woohoo!
Yes! I won one earlier, too. That was up in the Seahawks-Packers.
I score more. I got more victories than Clint did in high school. Or I guess I scored more than Clint did in high school.
I don't know about all that. Remember, I came out of the deal with a kid out of high school.
That is true.
Something to brag about there. Love that kid, by the way. Seventh grader now. Just started junior high.
Does that not make you feel old?
Not really. He's about 2 feet taller than all the other kids at school, so I don't worry about him. But, yeah, no, it doesn't make me feel old at all. A couple of weeks, I'll be 32. That makes me feel old.
Oh, Clint's son. But Kansas City is getting excited. Kansas City has been blasting about Strike King, Muay Thai, and kickboxing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're heading up there in October, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he's like one of the head trainers with Low Kick Camp. And he has already said, we doing some good Kansas City-style barbecue when we're in town.
That sounds good.
Oh, son.
Yeah, Kansas City barbecue. Got to love some of that. I have I've been to Kansas City, I think, one time. We were on a church trip when I was a kid. I was probably 10th grade or something. Yeah, 10th grade. And we were coming back from Winterset, Iowa, and we stopped in Kansas City for a Royals game.
Yay! I like my Royals,
so too. First time I've ever been to one of those. What is everybody talking about on here? Go Steelers, go Cowboys. Oh, we got husband and wife fighting about Steelers and Cowboys on here.
On what? Where?
It's going to be a dandy today out here at Wrigley Field. It's James and Dara are, James is go Steelers, Dara's go Cowboys. I'm waiting for one of these two to commit Harry Carey because this ain't going to turn out well. Dara said,
kid in the sombrero.
Hey, check out the kid out there in left field. I think I'm getting better at that. I've never done Harry Carey before, but I'm trying to get it done. So Dara said that the woman always wins, so you ain't got a chance, James. And
what
then
are you reading?
She said, and of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers are awesome too, no doubt about that. I shared your status with the link to the show, and these two were having a lover's quarrel. This is a gigantic feud going on.
Wow.
We're having a big Call of Duty Black Ops party. I didn't know what that game was when I first got it. I took it back. I was like, there's no Black Ops in this game. And they're like, no, it's Black Ops. And I was like, oh, it's about war.
That sounds racist, Black
now,
Ops.
But it's not. It's not. It's got nothing to do with race. Dara's we're going to hang Dara from the rafters. She says, you know who sucks? Then she said the Sooners. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh!
I mean, if sucks has national championships and conference championships and Heisman winners and stuff like that, then yes, we suck.
Yes, we suck.
Who is Dara's favorite college football team?
Hey, I got to admit, I'm an Oklahoma fan as long as they're not playing Arkansas.
Yeah.
So,
and Arkansas never wants a piece of Oklahoma, so they don't put us on the schedule. They're too afraid to do it, Greg Squirrel.
Okay, well, maybe they are, you big wussies. Give us a couple of years.
A couple of years. I've been hearing that from Arkansas fans for 20 years now.
But you're not even 20 years old. Oh,
I am too. I'm 31, sir. 31 and almost 365 days.
There you go.
Hey, picks this week. You want to run them down now?
Hold on. Is Granny Hulkster even with us? She's not
Granny.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Today's a Friday.
You know, you all were talking about, the Fantasy Football League. You guys remind me of the commercial where the guy's mother on the Cox commercial, she's over at their house doing the Fantasy Football League, and she says, why aren't you at your house doing that? Because my Wi-Fi is faster than yours.
Yeah.
And then she looks to her friend, and she says, that's your lineup? You're going to, about scoring, you're scoring less than her son did when he was in college.
yeah. Nice.
Wow.
So we
Hold on.
You ready? Man, I'm jumping at the bit here.
I kill you.
I got to make some trades too in my fantasy league. I got to get some. Man, I can't believe it's fantasy football season again.
Hey, real football's a week away.
It's like
that's
Christmas.
Even better.
It's like well, they play a damn near every night of the week. I mean, what's the first game? Oh, well, Thursday.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, speaking of football, I have to catch a. I'm going to turn your. hey, JT Tilly, I will turn your mic off.
Oh, screw that guy.
Anyway, I happened to catch a glimpse of TCU's new football uniforms, and they are interesting. I started to say fugly, but they're interesting. They're new.
I haven't heard the word fugly in a long time.
Swallow, Clint. Swallow.
Okay. I got this. I got this. I was trying to spit.
Okay. Just help. Oh, you're a spitter. Okay.
Spitters are quitters. We're going to hell. TCU,
they got these new helmets. They've moved the logo around on the back, and now they got these little red streaks coming through each side of the helmet. And so I was reading the story behind the new design of the helmets, and apparently horned frogs, when they are in danger, they can squirt blood from their eyes.
Wow, jeez.
And so that was the concept behind these new red streaks on the football helmets for TCU.
That's an interesting tidbit.
Just a little, you know, hey, I am a man of knowledge.
I want to know where this guy gets all his stats from.
I don't know what I know, but I'm a man of knowledge.
That's good stuff.
In the immortal words of my cousin, I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
So
yes.
Speaking of things that probably should never be seen again, did you see Miley Cyrus on the
I did
award?
Not.
Oh
my! No, I don't even watch. I don't even watch music on TV. So I'm seriously not going to watch an award show about music on TV.
All I can say is, if I was Billy Ray Cyrus, I would change my last name and disown that little tramp.
Wow, that's pretty strong words.
I mean, she's gyrating around on the stage. Her ass kind of looks like
Hank Hill.
Who's the dad on Stewie and the Talking Dog?
Peter Griffin.
Yes, her butt cheeks were sagging lower than old women boobies.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry about that.
I mean, I haven't seen that much saggage.
Easy. Do we want to go there?
No. I mean, but it was nasty.
We're getting fan feedback. Miley Cyrus is repulsive. This just in from the Okanowski house. James said he met Miley and she is a stuck-up brat. He almost told Billy that his daughter was a tramp, but I would have got fired from Disney. This guy was in my class. He worked for Disney. Why did I never know about this? That would be crazy good. That would be one of the best jobs working for Disney, Disney World.
I just put on my Facebook page. I'm putting this on the personal page too, because my opinions do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Greg Squirrel Show.
You're in character.
So I just put on my Facebook page that Miley Cyrus, where did it go? Somebody deleted it. How do they do that?
Miley Cyrus is stuck up, butt cheek sagging tramp is what you just
there
said.
There you go. Yes. There we go.
Golly.
Oh man, I mean, somebody just sent me a happy face saying, "Yeah, baby."
Yeah,
well, let's do some football picks. Here we go.
We need to get music for football picks. We're going to have to add something one of these days.
We need to delete some stuff off the board so we can add new stuff.
Yeah, we can handle that. If there's any fans out there that
we are now taking
on these picks, shoot us an email, shoot us a message on Facebook, and we'll throw your picks in with ours. We'll see who's better.
Yeah, Facebook. We got the chat room. We got the phone lines, 347-326-9073, brought to us by Fayetteville Nutrition.
Yes.
Good
Reese's
stuff. Right. Oh, man, the white chocolate. Make the jackrabbit jump up and smack the bear.
What? Okay.
In my one favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, that was a line I heard in that movie.
I don't watch Van Damme movies. I have one favorite
Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, and it's got neat little old Wilfred Brimley, who's playing, what was it? Hard Target.
I love that guy.
Hard Target was the name of the movie, and Wilfred Brimley plays his little uncle that lives back in the woods cooking up moonshine. And it shows him sitting there taking a drink, swig out of his fresh batch out of the hopper. And he says, "Ooh, matey, Jack Rabbit jumped up and smacked the bear." I love that line. All right. So, yeah.
347-326-9073, right?
347-326-9073. Get your butts on this radio show.
I think James is getting tempted. James might be about to call in. Well, I'm going to see.
All right. Well, I'm on. Okay. So let's jump over here.
Yeah. All right. Game number one. We've got the Lions. Okay. What are we holding on for?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. We got the Lions and the Bills, and the line is Detroit by 4.5. Lions and Bills.
All right. Lions and Bills. I'm going with Buffalo.
Lions and Packers and Bills. After I saw Detroit's performance the other day, I'm going with the Lions.
All right. Next game.
Game two is the Colts and the Bengals. Line is Cincinnati by 3.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
All right, I am also going to go with Cincinnati.
Next game is
Eagles and Jets.
Benny and the Jets. Eagles.
All that singing for nothing? I'm going to go with the Jets on this. They're at home. They're coming off a win. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Jets. Next game, Jaguars Falcons.
Let's see. I am going to go with my little crystal ball here. Let me shake it up and see what it says. You're a loser. Hey, wait a minute.
They're both 0-3 in preseason play.
Atlanta.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Jacksonville.
All right.
They're giving Jacksonville 2.5 anyway.
Hold on a minute. I think we got somebody on the phone line. Are you wanting to get in on our football picks with us?
This is James. Clint said he was going to try to get me to call in.
Hey,
yeah,
James.
Hey, everybody. It's James Okanowski.
All right, James. We're doing our football picks.
All right.
So we're going to go back to the top so James can chime in on his. First game was Lion versus the Bills. I got Buffalo. Clint went with Detroit. Who you got?
I say Detroit.
Good pick.
All right. Game number two on the docket was Indianapolis and Cincinnati.
Oh, got to go with Cincinnati.
All right. Game number three was Philadelphia and the Jets.
Eagles all the way to hell with the Jets.
What a guy. You go with that authority, son. All right, here we go.
Hell with the Jets.
Jags and Falcons.
Let's see. I'm going to say Falcons.
All right. Got it. All right, game number five, Mr. Clint. Who we got?
That would be the Saints and the Dolphins.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Saints on this.
I don't know what I'm – yeah, they're 3-0, and Miami's 1-3, so, yeah, I'm going to roll with the Saints. They're playing better football.
Saints all the way. That's who I'm going with.
Oh, my.
Hold on. Let me write these down so we don't – okay,
sorry.
Next game.
Patriots.
Patriots.
Giants.
Giants.
Patriots.
All right.
You don't get two picks, James.
Greg and Clint go with the Giants. James goes with the Patriots. All right. Next game.
That would be the Redskins and the Buccaneers.
I would have to say Redskins on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Redskins as well.
All right. So all three of us are going with the Skins.
Good picks. Steelers and Panthers.
Steelers and what? Panthers.
Oh, Steelers, definitely Steelers.
I don't know.
I'm a diehard Steeler fan. Yeah, I don't give a damn who they're playing. I'm going for Steelers.
You talked me into it. Just because I love Mike Tomlin.
I'm rolling with the Panthers. They're 2-1 in preseason play. Steelers are 0-3. I'm rolling with the Panthers on this.
Well, I like Mike Tomlin because he's feisty. Any football coach, that he is the first coach I have seen in a long time that the players have to hold him back from going after the officials. And I like that. He's feisty.
Interesting.
And the fact he's only 2 years older than me, so that helps.
I don't even know how old you are.
It's 85.
85. Doesn't that make you feel old? Who do we got next? It is the Browns and the Bears.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to go with the Bears.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with the Bears.
I
almost picked Cleveland for some damn reason.
The giant squishy turds. There we go.
Yes, gotta love some of that. Texans and Cowboys. This is the Battle of Texas.
Oh, Texans! I cannot stand the Cowboys.
You got
Cowboys.
I am gonna roll with the Texans.
Good pick, sir. Cowboys should be changed to Cowgirls.
Yeah.
I agree with that one.
Now, my tight end, though, is Jason Witten. So I've got a Cowboy. But my first opponent is a buddy of mine I was on the ship with in the Navy, and he is starting Tony Romo against the Giants. So that's what I put on Facebook. You know, week one's going to be good when your opponent is starting Romo against the Giants, because that's not going to end well.
No, not at all.
All right, next game.
Packers and Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I'd have to say Chiefs.
I'd have to say the Packers. Screw both of you guys.
Well, fine. Be that way, you hippie bastard.
Prick.
Next one. Yeah. Well,
you for the Chiefs, Greg.
We had the Black Ops party going later on. I'll be sniping.
You're going down, Clint.
All right. We'll see about
camper.
That.
Camper.
I'm a camper. I'll kill 50 people in a row. Ravens and Rams.
Ravens.
Rams.
Going with the Ravens on this one. They are 2-1 in preseason play. The Rams are 0-3.
Next game.
Next game is Titans and Vikings.
I'm going to have to say Titans.
Yeah, that's me.
What's
I'm
you?
I'm going Titans.
Oh. I am going to go with the Broncos. I'm kidding. I am going to go with Minnesota on this one. Camper sucks.
Oh, shit. What was it again?
Oda.
What was what again?
Okay.
Never mind.
You did say Titans, right, James?
Yes.
Okay. Next game.
Cardinals, Broncos.
Broncos, duh.
Broncos.
I am going to have to roll. Man, the line is even on this one. I'm going to roll with the Cardinals on this one.
Just don't run over the coyote.
Okay.
Okay, so Clint with
Cardinals.
Who?
Arizona.
Cards.
The Cards.
And James went with Denver also.
Yes. Yep. Next game. 49ers at the Chargers.
Niners.
I'd have to say Chargers.
I'm going to roll with the 49ers, too.
Well, screw you both, then.
Well, I don't pay that one.
Next is Raiders and Seahawks. That's the last game on the list.
Seahawks.
I'm going to have to go with the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Seahawks, too. The Seahawks are 3-0 right now, and the Raiders are 1-2.
All right, there we go. Who we got tonight? Do we got it? Is anybody playing tonight?
There is no football tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody. The first
That's
game
a tragedy.
Thursday at 6 p.m.
All right. Crap. So that means I got to watch these same Think You Can Dance. Okay.
Well, that's.
Oh, nothing.
You watch that?
What's that?
Well, there's no football tonight. So
you resort to So You Think You Can Dance? I mean, there's.
I mean, come on, at least throw in some Family Guy or something.
Well, that'll go at least till 9 when Big Bang Theory reruns come on, and then I'll be happy.
Boy. That's terrible. 9, I believe, is when we're going to kick off Black Ops 2.
9? Roger that.
Is that what we talked about, or can you?
Yeah, about 9 or 9:30 is when I usually get on.
Cool. Yes. 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 How about college football?
Oh, we want to jump on that.
Yeah. I think we should pick some games every once in a while, a few games every week. You know, definitely.
All right.
Well. All games, because there's 164 of them.
Well, let me start up a new sheet here, and we can get jump on this.
You got the sheets?
I'm ready. You give me give me the games, and we'll pick them.
Here's a funny story. My daughter, I was getting ready to go to bed one night when we were up staying with my mom and dad. We went up there for 3 or 4 days, and Lily went into the room and took the sheet off the bed that I. And I said something. I asked my mom if I could have a sheet or something. She said it should be in there. And my dad goes, "What happened to it?" I said, "Lily's got the sheet." So then Lily started running out, going, "I do not have the sheets." Of course, it sounds like something different, you know. But it's just funny listening to her say that.
Oh,
that's funny.
I do not have the sheets, says Lily Davis. All right, let's find. What do you think about Alabama's season opener against Virginia Tech?
Woo! I'm gonna go with Bama.
I'm gonna have to roll with Virginia Tech. I think this is gonna be upset city, unranked team, week one. This is the prime time for this to happen right here.
I'm gonna have to say Tech.
Really?
Yeah, I smell gigantic upset going down here.
All right.
Next game. Let's find another good game. Wasn't it ULM who upset Arkansas a couple of years last year or something?
No. Yeah, UL.
Louisiana Monroe? Yeah, Arkansas, yeah. Classic Razorback fans come out with, "It's our year," and then we.
I will say this now, Clint, on a side note, anything said to you on Facebook, I do not condone. It is coming from my wife. She has taken control of the computer.
Uh-oh. I didn't even notice anything. I'm going to have to check, though. Oh, yeah, no wonder, because I didn't see her name.
Clint, you're going to learn a lesson on Black Ops. Lily's adorable. Thank you.
Oh, well, that ain't too bad then. I don't know what kind of stuff she says about me
she
from
is
my
adorable.
Account.
Okay, here we go.
Know.
Next game.
You came out of the closet yesterday. I didn't know if that was you or her. we have.
I don't know. You but, got the list.
Oh, I do. I've got the sheets. Who is next that we... OU and Louisiana Monroe. Let's pick that one.
OU. OU.
OU. You don't smell upset again? I mean, Arkansas is nowhere near OU level, but still, I mean, it was an upset.
I don't think so. I don't think too much.
No, I don't see. I don't see lightning striking twice for Monroe.
Yeah, me either. How about an SEC, a Big 12 matchup? We've got LSU and TCU. LSU's ranked number 12. TCU's ranked number 20.
Ooh, boy, Gary Peterson and the boys.
I'd say LSU.
I'm going.
I hope
no,
you're
OU
did
not suck. Stop putting that on my Facebook.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I got to roll with TCU here. I think it's going to be a great win for the program. Big 12 is going to come out in style. Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. That's who I'm going TCU also.
That's a good pick.
All right, next game.
Do we want to
take an adventure on Arkansas versus the Raging Cajuns?
Who are the Raging Cajuns?
Louisiana Lafayette.
Ooh. That could be bad.
Hey, I smell disaster.
Yeah, I'm worried that this is going to be the first blow up here for Razorback fans in the season. Yeah, I think they're going to get beat.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
All right, so you both are going with the Cajuns.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next game.
North Carolina, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
That's in North Carolina.
Understandable. I think I think we're good on picks. I'm going to go with South Carolina on that one, and hopefully that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I'll tell you a funny story regarding earlier about TCU. Back when I was in college, we were going down on a rifle trip. We were on a rifle team competing against TCU. When we were going down there, I believe it's called the Red River, but there's a long bridge you go across going into Texas. Well, this guy decides to fly around us in our school van, you know, waving his little Texas flags. So we passed him. We all stuck our hands out with the horns down. Not the brightest idea to do in the state of Texas.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
no.
You may not want to do that, rolling around Texas like that.
No, that person wasn't too happy. We had to get a state trooper involved.
Wow.
Yeah, he was
break
checking us, and he pulled a gun up and showed it through the window. So that's when we called the troopers.
Wow.
Last time we did that.
No, I bet. Got any more games there, Clint?
No, but I did put a nice, funny picture on your wall.
Ah!
Clint! Yeah? What?
Oh, my God. I'm deleting this.
You are?
I don't want that crap on my wall.
That's Miley Cyrus's butt cheeks.
I know exactly what it is.
Chicken is guaranteed to taste better, too.
That,
you know I can go with the Razorbacks.
I like the caption when it says that awkward moment when a dead chicken has a better butt than Miley Cyrus.
Oh my god! I got that from Jeremiah Plunkett, one of the wrestling guys around here, and I saw that. Couldn't pass it up. Hey, you know what else we need to do? We need to hit the segment now where we read strange Facebook posts.
Okay, well, hey, I'm posting a picture of Coach Bielema, or Bielema. I'm posting a picture of his wife on.
Who is he? Who is that?
Arkansas's new football coach.
Oh.
Brett Bielema.
Kind of makes you wish Houston Nutt was still around.
No, not
yeah.
Really.
Not
really.
I wish he was. I mean,
no.
Yeah,
no.
He was a role model
no.
and all, but you know what? A man's
no.
business is a man's business. That shouldn't interfere with his personal life, business life, two separate things. Everybody says that. Every employer says that. Why do they got to drag him into it?
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, sure, he deserves a bunch of crap for what he did because that's bull, but at the same time, why does that got to affect him as a football coach? Leave that out of it.
Are you talking
hey.
About Petrino?
Hey, Clint.
Yeah,
Petrino,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, Petrino. What the hell am I thinking?
Hey, Clint, double-check your ball games. I think we got a bad ball game on here. The North Carolina-South Carolina game?
Yeah.
You sure that's the game?
Yeah, why?
Well, because I'm looking at a thing here posted by ESPN that their South Carolina's at Clemson this week.
Thursday, August 29th, it's North Carolina and South Carolina.
Hmm.
Uh-oh.
What? They don't, they're not even – they don't even – Clemson's not even – they play Clemson on November 30th. That game hasn't
oh.
even have a start time for that one yet.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah, they've got North Carolina this week. Then they turn right around and play number 5, Georgia. And then they go into – they got Vanderbilt, UCF, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri. They've got a cupcake-looking schedule. They've only got 3 ranked teams on the list, Clemson, Florida, and Georgia. So South Carolina, it looks like they've got a good shot to win their half of the SEC if they can get past Georgia.
Yeah. Cassie Riggs just wanted me to let Clint know that she's suffering from a case of a Miley Cyrus butt.
What?
You know, Miley's so horrible, she shouldn't deserve to have a case name.
Where is where is Cassie?
Cassie just posted on Facebook, she's had an awesome day at work, but I'm suffering from a case of Miley Cyrus butt.
What does that mean? Her cheeks are drooping?
Awesome day at work, but my booty is dragging. So.
Huh. Her Facebook page isn't even loading for me.
See, she blocked you.
No, I'm not blocked, but it's just not loading whenever I click on
hey,
it.
Operator error.
Does JT still have us blocked?
I would imagine after what we did to him.
Well, hey.
You want to inform me on that story?
Well, if you were a regular listener of the Greg Squirrel Show, sir, you would have... No, I'm kidding. Actually, I'm serious. But no, there's a guy who is just... It's so much to explain. It's horrible. You know, sometimes illegal business practices.
Did somebody get butt hurt?
No, they tried. He tried screwing some people and got busted on it. And we dropped the first couple of pipe bombs on the Greg Squirrel Show. Somebody.
Oh.
Just put something.
Yeah, we just pretty much called him out. Right on the air, I asked him if he was a cheater, and he admitted yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, what happened was he's got a promotion up in Branson, and or they fought down in Branson, whatever, and they had one of our girls, one of our female fighters down here, come up, and you know, on paper she was only 2-0, and so they wanted her to come up and fight their 8-1 champion or whatever this chick was, because they thought that she was going to win her title back. And Megan went up there and beat the brakes off of her. So, you know, the referee that he hired was on the same fight team as the girl that Megan was fighting. So, I mean, you got teammates in there, and they're taking points off of Megan for kicks, and then
this other chick pokes Megan square in the eye. I mean, there's no denying. I mean, Megan started shaking because it hurt so bad. And the referee didn't take points off of the other girl. He threatened to disqualify Megan. I mean, it was just home cooking.
Oh, yeah, that was the bad part of the whole deal, is the referee and the girl fighting were members of the promoter's fight team.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. And where it started with me was I had called him out on home cooking that night on Facebook. Like, I was watching this event, I'm screaming at my computer screen. I mean, it was ridiculous. We don't with XFI, we don't do business like that. And,
right.
You know, I was upset, and I called it out on Facebook. He got so upset at me for talking about home cooking, I think because somebody had him figured out. That's probably why he got so upset about it. And you know, I wasn't accusing him of anything at first. I was just thought, man, this looks very, very strange. It just looks like a bunch of home cooking. And he got mad at me. And then, of course, it turns out the reason why he got so mad was because it was true.
Yeah, I mean, most promoters, now, in some situations, I can understand a member of the promoter's fight team, you know, being on a card and stuff. You know, that's unavoidable. But yet to have the referee, who's also a member, I mean, that's where you got to draw the line somewhere. And
terrible.
That's any legitimate promotion would not have allowed a referee be a part of the owner's promotion as a referee in a title fight.
Burn.
So yeah, we burned.
We busted him out pretty good on it, and then he called in. I was just ripping him up one side and back down the other. He called into the show, and Greg asked him point blank, "Did you hire a member of your fight team to referee a match with somebody else you're fighting?" He said, "Absolutely."
Oh yeah, I already had the documents on my desk, and so I already knew the answer. I just wanted to see if he would admit to it, and sure enough, he did. So you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, most people want to dig a deeper hole.
Oh yeah,
that's what she's. What?
So anyway, he's banned me and Clint from his Facebook page and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, what'd yeah. You, he blocked me when I started calling him out, and then
yeah.
What was that?
That was my wife laughing. I don't know what at.
I don't know if you heard it, but I heard it.
Okay.
She wasn't ever in my class. I say that frequently. I always.
Yeah,
I did it. To somebody earlier, I was talking to Destiny on Facebook earlier, and she, I'm going to go find it on Facebook. She said something, and it was perfect for a that's what she said moment. So
yeah, I remember that. I just don't remember what she said.
Where is it? I guess. I thought I said something, but I guess not. I don't know where it is or where it went. What is she hollering about?
We've already got what? Tickets here.
She said, "Don't you love my good hearing?"
Good hearing, yes. Gotta love the good hearing.
Her ears are like a hawk. I kid you not. I will tell her during the wintertime, around Christmas time, I will tell her to go outside on the porch. I will whisper to her mom what I'm getting here for Christmas. She'll come in and say, "I heard that."
Isn't it eyes like a hawk?
What? Well, eyes like a hawk, but they can hear really well, too.
Hey, let me ask you guys. We're talking about butt cheeks and stuff. My cousin Patty.
Uh-oh.
Speaking
Uh-oh.
Of butt cheek, my cousin Patty put something on Facebook. No, I'm... That's
nice.
Not what I was trying to say. She put a post up on Facebook that says, "Tear yourself away from the Miley Cyrus raunchy reports and start reading every credible report you can find about what's going on in Syria." And apparently, we have actual proof that there's somebody's nothing. Using chemical weapons now. And we're not doing anything about it. We're letting this government gas their own people.
What doesn't make sense to me is why we would do that. Yet we're over there in Iraq and Afghanistan fighting over stupid oil, and that's their war, not ours.
You know, if we're really, I've always wondered this. If we're really fighting for oil, why is gas like $3.50 a gallon? I mean, if we're getting all the oil.
Because oil companies are greedy.
Yeah, but I mean, still, you look at people don't drive much because gas is ridiculous. You know, I've had the same half a tank of gas in my truck for about 3 weeks. I mean, you know, I just don't like going and spending money on gas.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, now it's, $3.37 a gallon. So I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me either, but.
Well, no.
I see everybody.
Go ahead.
Drag out
Go
the
ahead.
Horses.
Yes.
Hello, Wilbur.
Yeehaw!
The show has taken a drastic political turn. I don't know what just happened. I'm thinking about dropping or trading Cam Newton. I want to get somebody else in here on my fantasy team, Squirrel. What do you think?
Why?
What I just you know he was a gigantic bust last season. Go with Michael Vick. No, I can't really do that either. I mean, Cam Newton, I guess, is okay. I mean, I had Cam Newton when he was a rookie, and he put up massive points. And then I had RG3 when he was a rookie, and he put up massive points. And now I don't know where Geno Smith is, but I would start him. I haven't heard anything about him, so I don't know.
I tell you who I think is going to surprise some people.
Who's that?
Alex Smith.
Hey, I'll give you another name that we need to do some research on. Julius Thomas. Tight end for Denver. And I'll tell you the reason why I say that. I'm going to read you a little something that they after your draft is over, they grade your draft. And let's see, I got an A minus. I had the second highest draft grade. Let me click on what they actually said about the guy. Super sleeper. With the hope of a breakout performance, NWO grabbed Julius Thomas with pick number 156. Mr. Relevant. NWO secured the best value pick of the final round, drafting San Diego. They also, here's what my grade said. It said NWO may know something no one else does, grabbing Julius Thomas, who's on a squad in less than 10% of all Yahoo leagues. He's only been picked in 4% of leagues.
Wow.
I think it's going to go well, to be honest with you.
Well, I was watching the Kansas City game the other night, and I was really impressed with Alex Smith. You know, he was the quarterback out at Frisco. He got hurt. And he was actually doing a good job out there.
No, he didn't get hurt. They benched him.
Or they benched him.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought, for some reason, I was thinking he had gotten hurt.
No, they just benched him one day.
Oh. But, you know, he's been showing me some good stuff in the few games I've been watching him with Kansas City in the preseason.
Yeah.
And so I think he may be a sleeper.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's hard to gauge, somebody like that you know, kind of had a crapshoot. I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to do, good things in Kansas City, but he's not a Super Bowl quarterback. I mean, he kind of proved that, you know, but I just don't think he's, I don't think he's got it. I don't think he's got what it takes.
Okay, there we go.
Well, that
James, you
that.
Got an opinion?
No, I think I'm good. I'm just chewing gum.
Oh, okay.
Wes Nofire is back in town.
Yes, I saw that.
He's got an autograph signing at the Cherokee Heritage Center in Tahlequah.
Yes.
Or Tahlequah. Saturday, August 31st. And 1 to 5 p.m., he is going to be signing autographs. So he's still undefeated, and I think he's got another fight coming up here pretty quick, too.
I believe so. So definitely be worth seeing. Hopefully I get to get in on some of this action next time around.
That's what she said.
Get him.
And that smooth, sultry voice. You know what I've discovered?
What?
And I know this is completely changing the subject,
mm-hmm.
which we're so good at doing around here.
Right.
I have discovered that Lieutenant O'Hara on Star Trek was a little hoe.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
What has prompted this revelation?
Well, I just saw a picture for the new Star Trek movie, and it got me thinking about that. Because, you know, in the original TV series, she was kind of doing the eebie-jeebie with Sulu. Then when they started doing the movie, she was doing the eebie-jeebie with Mr. Scott. And then in the new movies that's come out the last couple of years, she's doing the eebie-jeebie with Spock. I'm like, damn, girl, get around.
They, I think they are, never mind. I don't watch Star Trek. I've never watched Star Trek in my life. I don't know anything about it.
Did you have your Star Wars marathon the other night?
I did not. I was gonna see a lady, and we were going to fancy the Star Wars movies, but we didn't end up going through with that.
Okay.
I got a problem backing out on dates, Squirrel. I don't know what the deal is, man. Like I haven't dated since my divorce, and that was last November, and I'm just not ready. I guess I'm not ready. I don't know. I don't know what it's. I make plans with people and then I back out.
Right. Oh, I've done that a couple of times myself. So, I mean, you'll know when you're ready.
I think it's happened to me about 8 times in the last month. I mean, that's a lot. That's like when you know you've got a problem. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just not being ready or just not feeling like putting up with the mumbo jumbo. I mean, I'm just
not cut out
for relationships, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, with me, you know, before I met my wife, you know, I tried looking for relationships all over, and I was like, you know what, nothing's turning up right, forget it, whatever. I honestly gave up. I said, forget it, and when the right woman comes along, she'll come along, and I'm not going to worry about looking. So I quit looking, and sure enough, about a month and a half later, I met Dara.
He's just saying that because I'm listening.
God!
Nice.
Burn!
Let's get her on the... Come here, get her on the radio show. Come on.
She's all
okay,
over
they
him
were
like
radio
a
now.
On a beefsteak.
Okay,
it's
here
cool.
She is.
Yeah.
Okay, give us the 411 on how you guys met. Come on now.
Hang on,
no,
I'll be right back.
What?
We just want to know the 411 on how you guys met.
What he said was right, kind of. Yeah, I guess pretty much. But we met at a church gathering thing. We went to a Wednesday night 180 youth service or whatever we both went to, and after service, they went to get lunch at Sonic, or not lunch, dinner at Sonic. And so he was talking to a bunch of people, and they weren't listening. So I walked over and started talking to him, and that's how we met.
Okay, so you didn't have to go through eHarmony or Match.com or BangleHornHealth.com, any of those websites, you know.
No, I hate those sites.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. All right. Ladies, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Another love connection at church. All right. Well, we're just making sure. Where'd Clint go? I think Clint disappeared on us again. So, any juicy tidbits about him you want to tell us?
He talks a lot, and he never gets off his phone.
Ah, so he's a female.
I guess that's it. And okay. He talks in his sleep. He talks so much, he talks in his sleep.
Oh, okay. You know, I have been accused of doing that, but yet when I set up tape recorders and stuff to record at night, they don't pick up anything. So what's the deal?
Well, see, a lot of people talk in their sleep. But he talks in his sleep, and he doesn't make sense. He told me to turn the TV guide off and to shut the computer.
You know, I was actually accused one time, and this has just been a couple of weeks ago. I was rooming with some people at an event I was announcing, and we're waking up in the next morning, and they said, Greg, why were you singing the national anthem in the middle of the night? And I'm like, what? I said, yeah, about 2:30 in the morning, you're going, oh, say, can you see? I'm like, nah. But they well, so.
Well, he usually doesn't talk in his sleep, but sometimes, occasionally, he does. And when he does, he doesn't make sense at all.
Ah.
Okay, I'm back, sorry.
Okay. Well,
I had to answer the door. There's a group of traveling nuns going door to door in my neighborhood asking for donations.
You didn't wash your hands either, so I just wanted to.
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I usually do wash my hands after I handle money.
Oh, okay. There you go.
a group of traveling nuns.
Anyway. All right, well, we got to 411 on James, so we're all good now.
Yeah, I had James in class. He was in one of my 3-week classes, and so we had a lot of fun in that class.
Yeah, I'll let you know on Facebook if there's any other news.
Yeah, do that. All right. Keep us posted.
All right, so there we go.
What else? Got anything else in the news?
Hey, have we done stupid headlines yet?
We have not. We've not done stupid headlines.
Well, see, we we got to do stupid headlines.
We did talk about a picture of Miley Cyrus and her butt cheeks.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus sucks.
She does. Yeah, she. She sucks.
Well, you know, you heard Miley Cyrus is engaged.
To who? A blind and deaf man?
To what?
I forget what the guy's name is, but apparently they went home for a family get-together, and it is one of the few times that Billy Ray and
Miley... Are they in the same family?
Yeah. But it's actually one of the few times that Billy Ray and I forget his ex-wife's name, Miley's mother, actually were getting along, so they had a little family get-together, and somewhere, according to the reports, somewhere in all the conversation, Miley and her mother were talking about, you know, the new boyfriend, and the mom asked her if she was having sex, and Miley Cyrus answered, not according to Dad.
Well, I can't imagine anybody rolling with Miley Cyrus. I don't know. I personally would not be able to do that. I don't find her attractive in the least bit.
I know. She kind of looked like, with that hairdo she's been wearing lately, and she had these two little bobby things sticking out of the top of the head. I thought it was one of them. What were those dolls that were out for a while that had those little knobby things on the top? I forget what they're called.
A doll with a knobby thing on the top?
Yeah, they had two little knobby things on it. I guess it was supposed to be hair or something.
That was a blow-up.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind.
a doll with knobby things. yeah, I personally, I prefer long hair. I don't like the short hair thing. I mean, I'm probably going to make some people mad here, and I'm not thinking of anybody specific, so I don't want anybody to take this personally. But I just, when I see a female with short hair, I'm out the door. See ya.
Well, you know, it has a lot to do with the female, in my opinion. I mean, I have seen women with short hair that I thought were absolutely adorable.
Who?
And attractive. But then I've seen other women with short hair that I'm just like...
And then you wonder if it's a guy or girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, and nowadays there's you know, people who start to wear, you know, like gender-neutral clothing, and, you know, so you can't always be too sure. For me, that's not the problem. I just don't think women look good with short hair. I mean, I hate saying that like that, but it's true.
Well, I just stick with my tuxedo T-shirts, and I just call it good and be happy.
Tuxedo T-shirts. I'm wearing, right now I'm wearing a T-shirt that says Rolling Little League on it, and then and I'm wearing boxers, and that's it. That's all I got on.
That's pretty much what I was wearing. I got my Burger King Whopper on and my Hardee's T-shirt.
There you go. Good stuff.
Right across the back of the butt on my Burger King Whoppers, it says Home of the Whopper.
My boxers across the back say Juicy.
Juicy.
Juicy. Are you confused, Clint?
Juicy. Looking for... there's people aren't putting anything interesting on Facebook today, man. There's just nothing.
I know. Everybody's
swirling down and saw. Let's see. There's the butt cheeks and with the chicken again. The Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold winter and snow on Super Bowl Sunday.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And they're outdoors this year.
They are. Yes, that is true. I'm just not seeing anything. Somebody said pizza it is tonight, so apparently somebody doesn't want to cook. Somebody put a little video of a Filipino kid singing a Bruno Mars song. Easy, guys.
Never mind. I probably can't say that on here.
What?
Oh, I just looked up online of these bizarre band headlines in Los Angeles, and this one says killed by condom.
Oh, wow.
A man accidentally killed himself by putting a condom over his head in a bizarre sex stunt.
Oh, wow.
What was he doing? I'm going back in.
An inquest heard Gary Ashbrook, 31, was found suffocated naked on his bed wearing the inflated rubber beside empty cans of laughing gas.
Wow.
What did he have with him?
He had a condom and cans of laughing gas.
What in the world? That must be a hell of a good time. Wow.
Well, hey, didn't Robin Williams one time say it takes 9 months to get out, and then you spend the rest of your life trying to get back in?
Yeah, but not literally. I mean, I don't need a place to stay.
By the way, guys, I did forget to mention, and I don't have appropriate music to go along with this, but today is National Love Your Dog Day.
Yeah, I saw that.
It is also National Equality for Women Day or something.
Okie dokie.
Somebody said, let it go, homie.
Let it go. Let it go.
There's a video, speaking of dogs, there's a video of this girl online that does all these animal mimic noises, and she does a dog perfect. It's ridiculous. It made our dog bark.
Dog.
You know who I? You know who I always think
I walked
about
into that?
That.
What?
It's the dog and pony show. Here you go.
The dog. I've been to a dog and pony show, like a real live dog and pony show. I mean, it was overseas, and it started to get weird, but we left.
Hey, just go to Mexico for the donkey shows. There you go.
A buddy of mine I was on the ship with said that his dad's finally going home today, and he's happier than Snoop Dogg in a pot field.
All right, there you go.
Man, there's nothing else.
I know.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, even I'm rolling down, and outside of everybody blasting Ben Affleck for being the next Batman, which I think is a mistake. I'm just not finding anything myself.
What's the deal with Ben Affleck being Batman? Like, who decided that?
I don't know, but they need to be smacked.
This is an awful idea. I mean, I'm not much into the Superman stuff anymore. I mean, there'll never be another Batman like Michael Keaton, and I think he was the best one.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, it got all. You know, George Clooney wasn't that good. He was like Polly Prissy Pants, you know, and
well,
Michael Keaton.
Bat in the piece. Come on.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I think Michael Keaton was the best one they had.
You know, on the topic of movies, what would you say is your all-time favorite movie right now?
Oof. Well, that's a long list. All-time favorite movie, just because of the history and the storytelling and the storyline, I would have to say Forrest Gump is probably my most favorite movie of all time.
Forrest Gump. That's a good pick. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I would have to say simply because of sometimes I'm not a big fan of big Hollywood fake explosions and all that junk. Because it teaches a good lesson on violence and racism, and it could have very well been based off of a true story, I would have to say Gran Torino.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that was a good one.
I got a tie. I'll be quite honest. I stumbled across a movie last year, a movie called Lincoln Lawyer.
That is good.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. And I actually found it in the $5 DVD bin at Walmart the other day, so I had to get it. But this is kind of a chick flick, so you're going to have to forgive me on this one. But another movie that I watch it every time it comes on is a movie called Somewhere in Time with Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour.
Yeah, we had
never heard of
that in high school. Yeah, it was. You know, if you're into that sort of storyline, then it's good. It was good. I like anything with Christopher Reeve in it anyway. But yeah, that was a decent picture. Yeah.
So those are, like I say, those two, I have to say that's a tie in my book, Lincoln Lawyer and Somewhere in Time. Oh, man.
What?
I just had a mental image. Marissa Tomei. That's all I'm going to say, Marissa Tomei.
There was that movie, The Wrestler.
Easy killer.
What are we doing over there?
Oh, I'm trying to figure that out too.
Oh, we got 5 minutes left on the show, boys and girls. 347-326-9073. I think the show just went X-rated for like 5 seconds. Here you go.
Yeah, we might have. We've talked about quite a few things. So.
Well, Miley Cyrus's butt cheeks and
condoms.
Butt cheeks and condoms. What a subject. Yeah, laughing gas.
Why do I smell Beavis and Butthead?
Come to my head. Come to me.
It's come to my head.
I didn't
ever want
to see my unit.
I am Cornholio.
I need tippy for my bunghole.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Okay, enough of that.
Where's Hank Hill when we need him?
James, your wife just told me I'm awesome, and I would like to say she's right.
Clint said you're right on saying he's awesome.
That's them boys that's been out there whacking in my tool shed.
Oh my God, I love that movie. You know, my absolute favorite part of that movie was at the end when the FBI had him surrounded and he was going back and forth, back and forth. I am Cornholio. I am Cornholio. What is it, Warner? I want to see my unit. Cornholio.
Dude, my son loves that movie. It's hilarious. Here we go.
Or surround him with a gun.
Uh-oh.
Deer burgers on the grill and maybe a trip to the beach this evening. That's a buddy of mine I was in the Navy with.
Beach sounds nice right now.
Getting some feedback. My new status on Facebook. I said, "What's your favorite movie of all time?" Go, and one guy says Interview with a Vampire, and a lady I had in class said Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Never heard of it.
What?
I've never heard of that.
That was a Jim Carrey movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
really?
When Jim Carrey started getting all serious. Like he did that one, and then he did. I think he did my most favorite Jim Carrey, serious Jim Carrey movie of all time, Ace Ventura 2.
Yes. My favorite part is when he realized.
I like when he was coming out of the rhinoceros.
I like when. Oh my God. My mom about threw up her lunch when she was watching that.
Yeah, that was funny.
I like the part in that when he realized he was eating guano, when he realized what guano was.
Yeah.
Guano.
Bumblebee tuna. Your balls are showing.
And Lois Einhorn, we got the head off Captain Winky.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Oh. Oh man.
Yeah, I like when he knocked that guy out and started dancing with him. That was hilarious.
That was.
I'm gonna look that up on YouTube. That's a funny. Hey, you know, here's another subject change. You know what I'm noticing? Is uh-oh. Like all of my Facebook friends are starting to have birthdays.
I noticed that.
There's like I don't know how many I got tomorrow. I got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8 with birthdays tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
April is supposed to be the birthday season.
I don't know, man. I know a lot of people born in late August and early September.
Hmm.
In fact, in my family, there was how many of us? Let's see. Lindsay, Justin, me, Chad, and Colin. In my family, there was 5 of us born in the same year.
Oh, wow. Not the same year, but there was my family, there was a whole ton of people born in April. I've got my wife who's born April 2nd, so was my brother's. My birthday is April 24th. My dad's is the 18th. I've got, there's a bunch in April.
February was always the month for my family.
That's when my daughter
was
born, February.
Yeah, because you had me, my dad, my oldest brother, 3 or 4 nieces and nephews, 5 or 6 cousins, all in February.
My cousin was a New Year's baby, so we went to the casino. Now, you know, when I first went to the casino, I was never ID'd, not once, and I had been there time and time again. But the one time I go with my cousin on his 18th birthday, we get ID'd 5 times in 6 hours. It was like every hour.
I've been to a casino one time that I can even remember. And, you know, and here's an interesting fact about Clint Davis. A lot of people don't know this. I would say this on a lie detector test. I have never been to a strip joint in my life, and that's something I'm proud
really?
Of. Yeah, absolutely. Here's the deal. I don't go and do things. You know, I've got kids, right? I don't go and do things that I wouldn't appreciate if my own kids did. You know what I mean?
Like, good point.
You know, I wouldn't want my kids working at strip joints or going to strip joints or something like that. And I don't think that any other father who's ever had a daughter would want his daughter taking her clothes off. So I don't go to places like that. It's just
because you want to set, you want to lead by example.
That is correct.
There you go.
Plus, they're a waste of money, to be honest. I mean, really, who goes out and spends, you know, the average lap dance is, you know, what, $15, $10, $15, and then if you do VIP, it's probably $25 or so. I mean, really, who goes out and spends $150 and goes home with nothing but a beer belly?
Yeah, I can't see doing that at all, you know, gambling, and I mean, some people like it and everything, but
I can't afford to gamble. The last time I've been to the casino was in 2008, and my mother-in-law actually gave me $10 to spend, and I actually said, "Hey, I got to go to work," and she said, "We'll keep it for gas."
Yeah, that's you know, when you pay as much child support as I do, there is no such thing as extra money. I mean, I don't even get to keep all the money I make, let alone keep all the money I make plus get checks every month, you know, like some people do.
Man, my wife and I don't have kids, and man, I don't see how, in terms of child support alone, you know, I mean, we pay our bills and we have a little extra left over, but man, paying child support, that's got to be a pain.
$658 a month is what I pay.
Ah, God, that's like rent.
Yeah, I think about 61 or 63% of my income goes to child support.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Cool. Of course it is, but you know, hey, I've seen one of them. I'm not even going to get into that. But you know, at least I'm making somebody's car payment for them every month.
Well, there you go.
You know, speaking of kids, I'll say this just really quick. Our pastor the other day at church was saying, if you want it to be easy to raise children, don't have kids. If you want an easy marriage, don't get married.
Yeah, that's true. I should have learned that the first time before I got married. But, you know, hey, I'm stupid, so, you know.
And we all make mistakes.
And crazy exes hacking your Facebook.
Well, I've got, you know, one ex that I can brag on. I've got a very, very beautiful, nice ex-wife named Summer. And she has never done a bad thing to me ever. We just didn't work out. I mean, it's why we, you know, got divorced and everything. But
yeah,
you know,
she was the only one that heard good things out of.
Yeah, she's great. You know, I love her to death. Always will.
I ran my ex out of Arkansas.
Well, you're right by the border.
Oh, but no, I mean, I seriously ran. It was like 3 weeks after our divorce is final, I get a phone call. Hey, I'm moving to Montana.
Wow.
Going back to National Love Your Dog Day, and Clint knows that I'm completely random. I will jump from one subject to another. Should ask him in a minute what song he played in the class for all of us, including mine. Now, I was just sitting there looking at my dog, watching her try to pick up her toy off the ground. Her paw is on the toy, and I watched her tug at this toy 7 or 8 times trying to pick it up. Her paw is on it.
No. Dogs are silly. Yeah, funny story here, Greg. We in class, I used to do this thing where I could spend 3 weeks with people, and by the end of the 3 weeks, I could pick out a song that described them to a T. Now, I'm not supposed to really know who these people are. I mean, I know of them, know their names, sign their timesheets, things like that. But what I did was I would figure these people out. You know, when people sit in a classroom for 3 solid weeks, they do a lot of talking. And so you kind of get to understand who they are. And so I for James's song, it was the song that never ends. And it was dead on.
And would you like to explain your thought process behind this particular song?
Yeah, the subject hopping, the constant conversation, James always had something to say, and it was never on point. It was always something completely off the wall.
So cool.
That's why he got the song that never ends.
All right.
This is the song that doesn't end.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
It goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because it is the song.
I had to do that.
Mercy.
Ladies and gentlemen, now on Greg Roll Show Karaoke, we're going to... Oh.
Karaoke. Gotta love some karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to... Oh, never mind. I ain't going into that story.
Nah. Wait, uh-oh. Lost Beach?
What?
What you do? Does it have anything to do with us going to Lost Beach after class or something?
Yeah.
So tell it. That was, tell a story.
What it is, you know, I personally think that I suck at songs. And so I started singing the song, it's by Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. And somebody was video recording it. I forget who it was. Somebody in our class was video recording it and put it on YouTube. Everybody there at Lost Beach said, "Oh, you did good. Yeah, you did good." And the majority of the people said, "Did good." I thought I sucked. So I get on YouTube, and there was 3 likes and 27 dislikes.
Was I there that night?
Yeah, you were there because it was our celebration night. It was the night we graduated from class.
Dude, I have no recollection of this.
Well, when you're at Lost Beach, you don't recollect much of anything.
Yeah, we I started bringing so many people out there after I had them in class for 3 weeks. We'd go out there on Friday after graduation. And I started bringing so many people out there that they started doing drink specials for our place of employment.
Yeah, and I think you had a discount if you showed your badge and everything.
Yeah, I always got like a $4 pitcher of beer or something like that.
Well, I tell you, my best karaoke experience was 3 years ago, went to Vegas for Thanksgiving to see some friends of mine. And there's this outdoor karaoke place right there on the strip. And we got there about midnight. And at 5 a.m., we were still singing karaoke.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy. Yeah, that's quite a bit of karaoke. I haven't even been out to Lost Beach since the benefit, the fundraiser for the Crisis Intervention Center for Women. I haven't been out there since then.
Well, you better get
me
on.
Me and my wife went out there about a year ago, and that was about it.
I don't go out and drink. It's I'm a loner, and I don't deal with the loud music and everybody smoking in my face. And
also, why go out to a place like that and drink when you can sit at home and not get a DUI?
Right. That's my thinking. But then people call you depressed and an alcoholic if you drink at home by yourself. So
yeah, exactly. So that's why you have a couple of friends over, but don't invite too many people because then you'll start getting the word around that you like to throw parties.
Yeah, I definitely don't need a bunch of people showing up here for a party.
No, because I'd be kicking them all out, man. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting some good responses here on this movie thing.
Oh, I know it. Me too.
The Truman Show, Rock of Ages. Somebody told me hashtags are for Twitter, and that is not true. They're also for Facebook now. A Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger. Terminator 2, Tombstone, To Kill a Mockingbird. The Wizard of Oz, Cry Baby, Natural Born Killers, Billy Madison, Evil Dead, Army of Darkness, and my buddy Jack said too many to list.
Yeah, that here's what I've been getting. Dirty Dancing, Tombstone, Schindler's List, Gone with the Wind, Towering Inferno. These people are going old school on some of these movies. Let's see here. Star Wars, Star Trek,
Boo.
They're covering a wide variety. Just because you don't like Star Wars or Star Trek, Clint Davis, there's other people out there that do.
I know. You guys can watch that crap as much as you want.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I try to, but I just don't. You know, one of my all-time favorite Clint Eastwood movies, well, a second to favorite would have to be Dirty Harry.
Heartbreak Ridge.
Yeah, I like Heartbreak Ridge, but I still, Dirty Harry still just barely topped Heartbreak Ridge.
Yeah.
Do you feel lunky punk? Well, do you?
You know, another good one is Hook with Robin Williams as Peter Pan.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Whatever. You say tomato, I'll say tomato. But what really has gotten me new respect for Johnny Depp is he travels with the Jack Sparrow costume. And they say it's like when they were filming the last movie on Stranger Tides, they had like a 5-hour break between shooting. So he had gotten a letter from a little girl at one of the schools near where they were shooting. So he got some of the extras still in their full pirate regalia, and he's still in his full regalia, and they actually go visit the girl at her school. They say he is notorious for that. That wherever they're shooting, he'll throw on the Jack Sparrow costume and he'll just go in like it's no big thing.
You know, a lot of people nowadays, they think of all these celebrities like that. They start to think that all these celebrities are so tied up in their own work business, you know, their own work lot, that they don't have time to go do stuff like that. But when I hear stories and stuff like that, it really makes me earn respect more for that person. Because they make time to do that when they're so busy and they have such a huge schedule.
Oh, yeah. And so, like I say, matter of fact, when they were doing all the PR stuff for the Lone Ranger, they asked him if he was going to start doing that with the Tonto costume. And he says no, because he can't find a hat big enough to put his hat in with the big crow and everything. They said they couldn't find a hat big enough to put that in. Apparently, that crow ensemble that he wore in Lone Ranger was pretty good size. So he,
right.
so would you stop it? That's like the tattoo that says "Welcome aboard." What movie? Can you name the movie?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, James. Can you name the movie?
Wait, hold on. Sorry, I was reading something. My wife was showing me. Run that by me again now.
Okay. Movie trivia. The lead character in the movie has a tattoo on his genitalia that says "Welcome aboard." Can you name the movie?
Oh, man, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of a name of it.
Don't say tip of your tongue when we're talking about tattoos.
Pineapple Express?
What is on the tip of your tongue?
What's that?
Oh, nothing.
What was that, James?
No, it's not Pineapple Express. It's either Pineapple Express or it's a Christmas movie, but there's Polar Express.
Nope, neither
Polar
one.
Polar Express. That's a
wow. I can see Tom Hanks. Hey. Welcome.
No, the only one I can think of was Pineapple Express.
I'll give you a hint. Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
Jay Baggett.
Jay Baggett. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to tell that story in a minute. I don't know what the movie is.
Oh, no. I don't know if we can talk about that.
Down,
I won't go into too much detail.
Down Periscope.
Down Periscope. Okay.
All right. Now, let me tell the Jay Baggett story.
We had
a guy, an older guy, retired Army. He's 60-something years old. I taught this guy how to use a computer. I mean, he'd never done it before. And he came up, and he always said little things that would just make me laugh. And this also has to do with the genitalia. He said that he, when he was in the Army, when he was young, he got a tattoo on his junk that said, Jay Baggett. And I looked at him and I was like, what? He goes, yeah. And then when it gets erect, it says Joe's Bar and Grill, Amarillo, Texas.
Wow.
That was one of the funniest damn things I ever heard in my life. When he told me that story,
you know,
after,
it should have said John, since his name is Johnny Coble. It should have said John.
You know, it's hilarious. Joe's Bar and Grill, Amarillo, Texas. I was like, geez, man. That would have been a story that my grandfather would have appreciated. He was funny like that, too. He liked stuff like that.
Today's Greg Skrull Show has been sponsored by Trojan Condoms. When you want to feel those extra rib fillings, it's Trojan.
Trojan man. Wow. We've done buried it today.
Yes.
We've done about all the damage we can do.
You know, that's a school you got to kind of feel embarrassed for. Troy University.
Hey, my favorite game of the season. I don't know about the rest of you. It's not the Red River rivalry. It's not the national championship. It's when the Trojans play the Beavers.
I was just reading an article where it says Beavers capture Trojans.
Yeah, I was watching ESPN one time and the guy said, "Man, the Trojans really hammered down on the Beavers tonight."
That was one of the banned LA articles.
Awesome stuff.
Well, you know, like I've always said, you know the first questionable sexual innuendo thing ever said on TV was?
What was that?
G Ward, you were a little rough on the Beaver last night.
Oh, yeah. Hey, why don't you go upstairs and play with the Beaver for a while?
Hey, Clint.
What's up?
Derek just came across a picture on Facebook. It's a meme of Billy Ray Cyrus, and it says, "I should have pulled out."
Wow.
Yeah, thank.
Wow. Golly.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart.
They say, "Achy, breaky heart."
Don't.
That made my chest hurt.
I'm getting more responses. Look, even the damn dog is going crazy.
My wife said he probably wrote that song because of her.
Wow. Super Troopers, Rambo, Goodfellas, and Gladiator have now made the list.
All right. Yeah, over here.
Sadly, I've never seen Super Troopers.
What?
I've never seen Super Troopers.
You have got to watch Super Troopers.
It is on Netflix. I will watch it.
Before we do any Call of Duty tonight, you need to sit down and watch Super Troopers. I'm not kidding.
Will do.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
You know, yeah, I'll definitely have to watch it. Another movie that I have not seen is, I've seen bits and pieces, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
3,000 Miles to Graceland.
The only clip I saw was where he was tripping out in the bar scene where everybody was becoming a lizard.
Oh, wow. Good hey, I know another classic movie for you, by God. Team America, World Police.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And to this day, I promise you, my favorite Western, Blazing Saddles.
Oh, the sheriff is near.
My favorite Western would probably have to be The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I'm not a big fan of Westerns. That's all for that story.
On my list over here, Top Gun has gotten a vote and Phantom of the Opera has gotten a vote.
My manager, Billy, back in 2004 when I worked at Taco Bell, started singing the song from that. That song was stuck in my head for 4 freaking months.
Which song?
The Phantom of the Opera. I was like, oh my God, stop singing it.
Phantom of the Opera is there inside your mind.
My wife has not seen Top Gun up until about 3 or 4 months ago.
I feel the need. The need for a Miley Cyrus prophylactic.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know what's always baffled me? Rhode Island. Neither a road nor an island. Explain. I should have done that with the Harry Carey voice. That would have been perfect.
Maybe the guy was high when he came up with the state name.
I don't know who did that. Rhode Island. This one girl on Facebook just said, so why is it called Donkey Kong? There aren't any damn donkeys anywhere in the game.
Good point.
How about Frogger?
Exactly. She asked her daughter, what does a chicken say? And her daughter said, McDouble.
Wow.
Hey, how about him bring it back to McRib? There's a sandwich for you.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by PETA.
PETA's?
Greek PETA's. Come on now.
Greek PETA's. I heard Greek PETA's were the best.
Oh, man. A little bit of lamb's meat. Chop that up on
there.
Oh,
you know, I was kind of not really wanting to try those, but man, I tried one. They are freaking amazing.
Yeah. Greek gyros are awesome.
Who is this woman?
What woman?
This blonde on Facebook.
Oh, Clint. the picture I just posted?
Yeah.
That's E.
Who?
Her name's Elizabeth, and she has a band called E and the Boys.
E and the Boys. I don't know if I've ever heard of them.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, I guess if I would have read the damn caption, I probably could have answered my own question.
Well, there you go.
Huh. Oh, wow.
They're a fun band. You need to come hear them sometime next time they play.
I do that. Of course, you know me. I make plans and then break them.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I guess.
We got about 8 minutes left on the show. What are we going to talk about now? Who are we going to offend now?
There is no telling. At least we don't have any crazy promoters calling in.
I don't think there's anybody we haven't offended.
Oh, I'm sure we've gotten everybody in one form or fashion or another, you know. Today must be a lizard lick towing marathon, because lizard lick towing has been on all afternoon.
Well, you know, they got a lot of review. They started to lose their rating review until what's his name? I think it was Bobby got into that rollover accident, and then their viewers went through the roof.
Oh, I thought it would have been when I got involved with the mob boss down in New Orleans.
Derek just found another picture. It's a meme with Betty White. You know Betty White's always going to be good. It says, remember a few years ago when Jamie Foxx said Miley Cyrus would wind up on a stripper pole and had to apologize? I think everyone owes Jamie Foxx an apology.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you something funny you guys need to see. Go get on YouTube and type in funniest joke ever.
Funniest joke ever.
Yeah. Uh-oh, there's my buddy Jay. Wonder if it's for the Black Ops party. I'm going to have to call him back here in a little bit. Yeah, funniest joke ever. It's Gilbert Gottfried telling a joke about Joan Rivers. And it's not something we can play on here.
Why not?
Well, I mean,
We can if you want. I mean, I don't know.
No.
You got kids listening.
We'll save it for a sunny day.
I don't know, man. You may want to have this be the finale tonight.
We'll see.
I don't think we could get any more X-rated than we've been.
No, we could.
Well, yeah, anytime Clint's on the radio, we can.
My show is clean as it gets. I've got a lot of kids who listen. I don't.
Hey, my show is clean. We just have a lot of innuendos.
We just do it like Disney does. We keep it hidden.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe it's. I don't know if it's on here.
My wife is watching the funniest joke on YouTube right now.
Hey,
is this the Gilbert Gottfried one?
Is this the Gilbert Gottfried one? Is it the Gilbert Gottfried one? No, it's some, I don't know, it's some brown-haired kid with a red polo shirt talking.
No. You definitely want to do, best joke of all time. It's Gilbert Gottfried, best joke of all time. Squirrel, do you want me to play it?
Gilbert Gottfried, best joke
of all
time.
No, we'll save it. We'll save it for Friday.
Okay.
Save it for Thursday, actually.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried, best joke of all time.
I don't know.
I know. I got one. And it should feel... Here, hold on a minute. Here, I got one for you. And I'm playing it, by God.
Tonight's deck you got here, Chad. Well, thank you, Buck. I put a lot of work into it.
Well, it shows.
Yeah, it's nice. It's not as big as Buck's deck, though. Buck's got a huge deck. I've seen it. I'm making a contest right here.
Oh, man.
The biggest deck. Well, I got to tell you, I'm not getting any complaints about the size of my deck.
Hey, Vince, you got a deck, don't you?
I got a really tiny deck. I mean, my deck's so small, I'm embarrassed to show it to people.
You know, if you got money, you don't need a big deck. Seriously, you know what you can do?
What?
Just trim the bush around your deck.
Hey, I got a funny joke.
Sorry, I had to play a little bit of that.
I got a funny joke about football. It's a guy took his blonde girlfriend to her first football game. They had seats right behind the team's bench. After the game, he asked her how she liked it. She said, "Oh, I really liked it, especially the tight pants and all the big muscles." The guy couldn't understand what his wife was talking about. She said, I just couldn't understand why they were killing each other for over 25 cents. And her boyfriend was dumbfounded. He said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, they flipped the coin. One team got it. And then for the rest of the game, all they kept screaming was, 'Get the quarterback, get the quarterback.'"
Wow.
She was like, "Hello, it's only 25 cents."
You know, they got all those blonde jokes out there that make blondes look dumb. I actually came across one a couple of days ago that made the blonde look smart. All right. This blonde's on a flight from Los Angeles to New York. Now, during this flight, she's got a lawyer sitting next to her, and this lawyer thinks, "Oh, blondes are always dumb. I'll easily get a couple bucks out of this lady." So he looks over to the blonde and says, "Mrs., how about we play a game? You ask me a question, and if I'm wrong, I'll give you $5. And I'll ask you a question. If you're wrong, you give me $5. And if we're right, then nothing happens." So she says, "No, thank you," and goes back to sleep. A couple minutes later, he gets frustrated. He says, "Okay, how about I ask you a question. If you get it wrong, you only give me $5. But if you ask me a question and I get it wrong, I'll give you $100. She thinks about it for a second. She agrees. So he says, "Okay, since I changed the rules in your favor, I'll go first. What is the distance of the moon and the earth?" The blonde thinks about it, simply shrugs her shoulder, says, "I don't know." She pulls out $5 and hands it to the lawyer. And the lawyer says, "Okay, now it's your turn." Blonde says, "What goes up a hill with four legs and comes back down with three?" the Lord thanks and thanks and thanks. He taps in, he calls, gets on his little airplane phone, calls his friends up, pulls out his little tablet, somehow he gets online, looks it up online, and about 30 minutes go by, and the blonde's sleeping this whole time. Finally, he wakes her up and says, I give up. What's the answer? The blonde pulls out $5 and hands it to him.
Oh, my gosh. That is the longest damn blonde joke ever.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Hardcore.
Oh, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun. It's been real.
it's been real fun, too.
As always.
We want to apologize to Matt Damon. And
ran out of time, yeah. Special thanks to our guest, James Okanowski, and his lovely wife, Dara.
Thank you, Dara.
Dara's not
listening.
She's not listening. Are you listening? She's listening to the Gilbert Godfrey joke.
There you go. It's a good one.
All right, boys and girls. Well, we're getting out here. We're taking it to the house. Join us tomorrow. Hey, don't forget, XFI Live.
Tomorrow
at
noon.
12 noon.
Thanks for listening.
With the one and only Clint Davis. And then we'll be back right here tomorrow night, 4 o'clock, right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. So until then, James, appreciate you calling in, buddy. And we will talk to everybody tomorrow right here on the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Peace.